So things are going very nicely.
Things are going great, yeah. All in the right direction.
That's good.
The venues have been great. The sound's been great. Everything's stepped up a notch, for sure.
But the film really hasn't been seen.
It's getting seen.
It's getting seen, but it hasn't really spread out to any degree.
Hasn't really hit yet.
No, it still feels like it's in the beginning, like just getting the momentum going. It's felt that way for a while, which is great. Every time something great happens, it still feels like it's just the beginning of the ride, which is a good feeling, knowing that there's still a lot more on its way. But we have proper management now and proper agents. And everything seems to be on the right track.
As a result of having done this film, or did you have it before, or did I miss that in the film, or what?
No, we've got it as a result of this film. It's definitely brought our name and an awareness to the people. And, some people have stepped up and said, you know what, I need to help these guys because they deserve it.
Right.
We have Rick Sales as our manager now. He manages Slayer and Mastodon, Bullet for My Valentine. And we have the same booking agent as Coldplay in England and Megadeth and Heaven and Hell here in the States. So everything seems to be going in the right direction.
The reason the movie works is because you feel the vulnerability of you guys. Not vulnerability and melancholy, sadness are not emotions that one routinely associates.
No, everyone can relate to it. I mean, even if Robin Lips were architects or plumbers, or they had a dream to be the best architects or plumbers, anyone can relate. It's more about the music. It's about the people, and everyone has emotion. So
yeah.
I think the film's made brilliantly, and it really shows who we are and what we have to offer in the music business as well. So,
is there a I'm going to ask the director. The title is brilliant.
Yeah, Sasha can answer that. It is brilliant. I remember the first time we heard it, we went, huh? And then the more you hear it, you go, yeah. And then the more you hear it, you go, that's amazing. It couldn't be anything else, could it?
Right. Well, how about, is there been talk about putting out a CD with the kind of a soundtrack to the movie or something?
Yeah. It's actually in the works right now.
As we speak.
And we have recorded Thumb Hank for that soundtrack.
So it has some live stuff in it, I guess.
No.
Like, we won't have that Japanese show at the end?
I'm not sure. But we've...
Because everybody has... That's the most euphoric moment in the whole film.
Well, I'm not too sure about that. What exactly will be on it?
We haven't finished on that part. We're working on audio clips from the movie. We don't know if we're necessarily going to put the ending of the movie in there. We haven't worked that. We're working it out and playing it.
When might the soundtrack album come out?
I think it's going to come out in time with the DVD.
Okay.
So it'll come out either in end of July or beginning of September, depending on the show.
End of July or beginning of September.
Yeah. Depending, you know, I think we're expanding the film, so the original plan...
Thanks. Right. The original plan was that we were going to... I think that's for me. Thanks. The original plan was... The original plan was to have... To have the DVD come out end of July, but I think we're expanding the film now, and so because of that, it may be pushed back. So that's the plan.
Is there going to be any extra, like, concert footage or something on the DVD?
Oh yeah,
in addition to the.
There's so much. We have 300 hours of footage, so it's just endless. You know,
including the old stuff.
Yeah, there'll be old stuff. There'll be new stuff. Uh-huh. I'm still putting the DVD together, so he doesn't really know what I'm doing right now. They've been out on the road.
That's great. Thank you. I plan on having about 14 more, so the shorter I keep them, the better.
Got it.
That's good.
So what,
do you guys, isn't it routine these days to think beyond DVD and theatrical? Is there any kind of demand thing that you guys...
We're doing is this thing called the Anvil Experience, where the movie plays and then the band plays immediately after the movie in the same venue. So we're planning on doing a tour for that, like next September.
That's a great idea. The movie and then watch
the And then the band literally, really it's like they jump out of the screen.
That's
and
really
play.
Great.
We've been doing it.
It's just been unbelievable. London was amazing. Everyone's been amazing. We've done it.
You've done this movie plus thing in London and other
and in LA
venues? Or LA?
Just did it in Philadelphia this
Where'd
week.
Where'd you do it in LA?
Out of curiosity.
The Ford Amphitheater, we sold it out, 1,300 people, outdoor, showed the movie, and then they came out and played.
I love that that place. Isn't that great?
It's great. It's one of the best venues in LA.
Yeah.
It's so good. So we're going to tour that around the world, I think.
So I would imagine that when you do that, that again, you have such a feeling of warmth and mm-hmm. support for the band. So I imagine the emotional response when they come out, it must be really...
It's amazing. Phenomenal.
For us, too, like to receive that kind of... You know, a lot of these people aren't just metal fans. A lot of them aren't metal fans at all. Movie-based people. So just... My favorite blog I read was from a woman in London who said, I forgot I didn't like metal, and I was standing on my chair doing that thing with my finger. That says it all.
Yeah.
She forgot she didn't like metal. That's the effect she has on people. Yeah.